Friends, happy Friday, happy Good Friday, and it is indeed a Good Friday. So I do one of my quick video updates for you. Well, today is Friday. I just been for a long walk in the woods around here with Aggie the dog, who you may see walking around somewhere as I do this video. It's Easter weekend, so it's a busy weekend coming up, but always a fun weekend. And I want to challenge you in a moment as well for what I'm believing for this weekend. And I want to talk about faith for souls, but more of that in a moment. What else is going on? I have a couple of courses I've been working on. One on preaching and teaching. I'm working here in New England on developing a preaching and teaching team and just helping people move forward systematically in the skills, the communication skills, the skills of connecting with Holy Spirit. And, more than preparing a message, preparing themselves. I also cover quite length in this course, how to preach effectively without notes, which is a really powerful thing and something that can be very liberating or life-changing. You know, the difference between speaking with notes and speaking without notes, it's like seeing a plane with, you know, the landing gear down, rolling around the airport at 20 miles an hour. That's one reality, but when it's released, it's so much more effective when it's in the air. So if you're interested, details on that soon. I also have a course I've been doing on really helping people step into freedom in their thinking, freedom in their soul. I'm going to be speaking this weekend about freedom from shame. So I hope to see some of you live in New England. And if you can't make it, why not watch online my website or my church's websites? Hey, in a couple of weeks, I'm taking a team to Ireland as well, and I appreciate your prayers for that. I'm going to have a fundraiser out as well if anybody wants to support my trip to Ireland. So if you'd like to sow into that, I'll try and put a link below. And I'd really appreciate all of our friends and partners who enable Leah and I to travel and do the things God calls us to do. You know who you are. We appreciate you. But most importantly, heaven knows who you are. And thank you for that. Good. So let me jump into this real quick. I'm a faith preacher. Let me start here. I am a faith preacher. Hello, my name is Graham. I'm a faith preacher, and I'm not ashamed of saying that. There was a time in my life, to be honest, I had this idea of faith preachers like some TV preacher that looked like a used car salesman with a slick suit, and I've got slick back hair today, so I qualify, and a slick message, and you know, I thought that was a little cheesy. And in the 1980s, God really began showing me things about faith, which absolutely changed my life. Before that, I believed in healing. I just didn't see anybody healed. And I suddenly realized faith isn't so much a key to getting God to do things. God's done everything at Calvary. Of his fullness have past accomplished. We all receive grace from grace, John 1:16 says. Rather, faith receives what God gives. So God in Christ gives things to us, grace for grace. And yet it takes faith to reach out and receive what God has given. And I just want to challenge you today, because I think so often when we talk about faith, people, there's a natural gravitational pull to thinking about, healing and, you know, believing God for a new car or to meet the needs for a mission trip or whatever. And all those things are great, but I think they're kind of like the baby stage of faith to some degree. And I think God wants us to have faith for eternal things, for really important things. And my challenge to you today, because I've been challenging myself about this again, is to have faith for souls. Let me say that again, to believe God for souls. You know, I think as we walk with God, there should be this constant push, isn't the word, maybe more pull, from the temporal to the eternal. We shouldn't be, it's not wrong to believe God for a pen or a Bible or a camera or a phone or a video, a computer that you're watching this on, but rather we should be using our faith to believe for things that will not pass away. There's a song we used to sing in the UK in the 80s when I was a teenager, and it said, I want to give my life to something that will last forever. And I want to use my faith for something that will last forever. And my challenge to you today is I think Satan loves to pull us into silly things, time-wasting things, silly squabbles, things that don't matter. And I want to believe, number one, I want to believe to be everything God wants me to be, because that's actually the key to everything. But secondly, I want to believe life changed. So my prayer, but my faith, my belief, my knowledge, actually, this coming Easter Sunday, is that I'm going to lead men and women to Christ. And how do we do that practically? Well, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you. No. I think we've got to take some of those principles of faith that some of us have heard again and again and again and begin using them for souls. Why not every day begin confessing by faith, I'm a soul winner? Yeah, I find it easy to win souls. I would challenge you and suggest that what most of us do, especially in the West, is we actually do the opposite. We go around saying things like, this is a hard area, people don't want to hear about Jesus here. It's hard to win people to Christ. People don't want to come to church. We go around cursing ourselves and our efforts to communicate Jesus to our generation with the words of our mouth. What would happen if we say every day, just begin saying it every day, I win people to Christ. Whenever I share half a verse, Holy Spirit jumps on them. Yeah. Why don't we go around saying, you know, I mean, I'm okay at winning souls, but it's God who works in me both to will and do of his good pleasure. The grace of God in me works effectively. That's what Paul said of himself. Why not begin to say every day I'm going to lead somebody to Jesus? Every day God is working all things together for my good. Yeah, and for the good of others, for the good of his purposes, because I am the called according to his purpose. And I think there's really two things we should do. We should begin to activate and engage our faith to see lives change, number one. And then secondly, we've got to find what I call our five loaves and two fish. You know, not zero multiplied by 1,000 is still zero. And you've got to give Jesus something to multiply. And even if that's you carrying a tract around in your pocket, I mean, I don't do that, but it's not a bad thing to do, actually. Some of us were so prophetic and cool in dream interpretation that we'd never, I'm not going to give somebody a tract. Well, why not? Give God something to work with. Have a few invitations from your church. Everybody should have some invitations from their home church that they, I don't mean you give out thousands every day, but you have with you and you're thinking, Lord, who do you want me to invite to the feast this week, that we take that sense of ownership about the gospel going forth to every generation. And I think Satan loves it when Christians, especially those who would claim to be more mature Christians, get bogged down with all kind of thinking about, you know, my call and my great apostolic call and my international teaching ministry, rather than sharing the gospel with my neighbor. Boom. So I encourage you, activate your faith for souls. Hey, do check out some of the links below as well, and we love and appreciate you guys. Drop me a line, and I hope to see you in person or in spirit or in cyberspace this coming weekend. Bye for now.